This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. In a state where taco is king, you're taking your life into your own hands when you assert that one town may be the most improved taco town in the entire Lone Star State. And yet, the gentlemen in front of me are about to do just that. So strap in, Texas. The authors of The Tacos of Texas are back, Mondo Rayo and Jared Neese. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you.
So you guys are going to actually go for it. You're going to jump off the ledge here and declare that one city is the most improved taco town in the entire state of Texas.
All right. Drum roll, please. Most improved taco town in Texas is Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, the Big D.
The Big D, that's right.
What did they do right that everyone else missed out on?
When you think about like South Texas, San Antonio, even Austin, Dallas doesn't like get, I think, enough play. You know, they're kind of like under the radar.
I was going to say, because we've talked about the taco wars between San Antonio and Austin as if that's really kind of the only game in town. Or if you weren't really paying a whole lot of attention, that's what you might think.
Right.
But now you're saying Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas. It's kind of like, for us, is like a pleasant surprise. There's so many styles of tacos. Definitely, there's a different hubs or neighborhoods that you kind of see that. But they have a mix, you know, of kind of like that fusion taco or higher end taco, but still with like that authentic feel.
So sort of the new wave of tacos.
Exactly. So they have that, but they also have, you know, regional style tacos, like, you know, whether it's street tacos or, you know, guisados or al pastor or even trompo. Now, you have that too.
Before we go too deep here, are we talking about Dallas sort of being the most improved because it was so far down the list before? Or is it that suddenly they really do kind of have a lot of terrific places?
No, yeah. I think suddenly they do.
It's the latter.
Yeah. They do have a lot of great places.
Well, we'll start naming some names here. What would you say if you wanted to get a sense, a taste?
Sure. Sure.
Of how far Dallas has come here, where would you tell them to go?
Yeah, I think the thing people, you know, talk about the most or is maybe best well known are the gas station tacos in Dallas.
And gas station tacos?
Gas station.
From
Fuel
real
City,
gas stations?
Fuel City, Texas.
Oh, okay. All right.
If you can go there, fill up your car. You go out. And in our opinion, they're pretty decent tacos, especially to get at a gas station. so you know, as good as Ruby's is in barbecue, this is as good as tacos.
So
get at a gas station.
There is that kind of parallel.
There's a parallel.
All right.
And I would say like half of Dallas loves them, and the other half hates them.
Okay.
You know,
let's move up the food chain then. I mean, here we are at the gas station. What's a rung above that one?
Would you say? Kind of like the old school. Vintage crispy taco, which is at El Corazon. You know, Tex-Mex is where the heart is, right? So there you can kind of get like that old school. It's not just like, you know, crispy tortillas, you know, made into a taco. They actually put the tortillas, put the fillings, the meat fillings in there, and actually put a toothpick through that, and then they deep fry it.
Wow.
So old-fashioned taco at Mansell Rancho or something.
Exactly.
But as I understand it, Bon Appetit has actually taken notice of at least one of these restaurants in Dallas. Is that right?
Last summer when we were in Dallas, we went to Luis's backyard, which is literally his backyard of his house. And
Luis
Olvera, and we called it the Taco Speakeasy. Okay. And the story is in the book.
Okay, Tacos of Texas.
Yeah, you can read all about it.
But he invited us to his backyard, and some friends and family got together. So he cooked up trompo, which is more like Monterrey style.
Okay.
It's not al pastor, but it looks like al pastor, but the key ingredient is paprika. Okay. So it's grilled on a vertical spit, kind of like a shawarma.
Yeah, like a gyro. If you've ever been to a gyro place, where they slice off the meat.
Exactly. So it's kind of like that. And then, you know, you shave off, you know, your portion for your tacos, you grill it, you know, on a flat griddle. And it was great. You know, it was just right there in his backyard. And then now, most recently, you know, Bon Appetit named his place, his new brick and mortar.
Yeah, among the top 50 in all the U.S. What's the name again? Trompo?
Trompo.
Trompo.
Which translated means what? Top?
Top.
Like a spinning top, like a kid's top.
It looks
top.
Like a kid's top. Yeah.
Because trompo, that's the way that the meat looks on the spit.
Exactly, exactly.
But now that they have Franklin size lines.
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah, they've been Franklin line.
It's the most improved taco city in all of Texas, Dallas. You can read all about that and much more in The Tacos of Texas, new book by Mondo Rayo and Jared Neese, co-authors of the book. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us. We'll talk to you next time.
Great. Thanks.
Stay hungry.